Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Do you still have trouble committing to the prospect of Apple's AirPods? The new Beats X earphones may be for you. The official review coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So, still controversial are the Apple AirPods, and the wireless headphone business is a thriving one, the latest to come down the pike, and possibly a good alternative to those who are a little Apple AirPod phobic. Are Beats X earphones. This is the latest attempt by Apple to get us on board the wire-free train. They just might be onto something if you ask friend of the podcast, Nathan Olivares-Giles, who joins us now with a review. Welcome, Nathan.
Hey.
So these AirPods remain controversial. So enter Beats X for those just not into it, perhaps. How does it compare? What's the main difference? Break it down for us.
Yeah, the AirPods, you know, what makes them special is... for one thing, that they have no cable. They're literally just two little white plastic, you know, earbuds that sit in your ear.
It's weird.
And they either fit or they don't. Yeah, it is weird. It is weird. They either fit or they don't. It's kind of a one-size-fits-all approach. And, you know, it's really liberating to not have a cable running between those two pieces on your neck. It feels great. That being said, they're really easy to lose because they don't have anything keeping them attached to one another. So the other thing that's special about AirPods is what's called a W1 chip.
Okay.
And this is a Bluetooth chip that Apple made, designed it itself, and it makes it super easy to pair with any Apple device if it's running the latest operating system. So iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, Macs, you just bring your AirPods nearby, you turn them on, and then a little pop-up comes up and says, do you want a pair? And then you do, and you're good to go. So it's really, really simple. It's a lot better than having to dig through menus and settings and all these sorts of things to get regular Bluetooth headphones attached. And anyone who's done that knows that sometimes it takes a couple tries. So the Beats X come along, and they have the same W1 chip, which is great, super easy to use, very stable. But there are two earbuds that have little rubber tips so you can actually fit them to your ears.
Okay.
And they have a cable that runs between them that sits on the back of your neck so you don't have to worry about getting them lost. On top of all that, and this is one of my favorite things about it, there's magnetic pieces in the earbuds themselves, so when you take them out of your ears, instead of just falling off, they'll attach to each other.
That's one of the best moves, I think.
That's
smart thinking. I like that. And you can use the Beats X headphones with Androids as well, correct? Or Android devices, I should say?
Yeah, the Beats X, just like the AirPods, are Bluetooth headphones. So anything that has a Bluetooth connection can pair to these.
Okay.
So that means, you know, an Android phone, tablet, a Windows laptop, whatever you got, it's going to work. It's just that W1 chip for the easy pairing, literally takes a couple seconds, is not compatible with anything other than Apple devices.
Gotcha. I want to clear that up. So power supply is important. What's the juice like? Better or worse? How does it fare?
It's pretty great. I mean, in my testing, I was getting about around 8 hours, if not a little bit more, of battery life. And one day I tested it, and I was just like using them continuously at work, and it made it through the whole day. Another time I was just, you know, just using it in the morning on my commute to work, on the ride home, you know, for a run later that evening, and I had plenty of battery life left over. So for most people, if you're not using them nonstop, you'll probably only have to charge them maybe like once or twice a week at most. Yeah, but if you really want to be that, you know, power listener or whatever it is, and you want to use it, it'll get you through an entire workday, which is really nice.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles, who is reviewing the Beats X earphones. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So, Nathan, you know, there are really just a lot of advances all over the place in terms of wireless headphones and the like. So in terms of these tethered options in particular, what's the competition like out there?
Well, there's a lot of great competition out there. And, you know, if you don't like the style or the fit of the Beats X, you have options. Sony makes some, you know, pretty great headphones that are a little bit more expensive. Bose makes a pair that are about $300. These Beats X headphones go for about $150, which is a pretty reasonable price for this type of product. And then on the bargain side, there are companies that are selling stuff that you can find on Amazon, no-name brands, for, you know, $30-$40. Now, those don't sound as good. They don't fit as good. They're not made of with as nice of materials and those sorts of things. But you have lots of options here. Mm-hmm. What makes the Beats X kind of stand out to me in comparison to the Bose headphones, the JBL, Jaybird, Sony's, all the other things I tested them against, was that this cable that runs between the earbuds is taut enough that when I was going on a run, it wasn't slapping against my neck. But it's also short enough that it doesn't get in the way of anything as I'm moving my head. So it's lightweight and it's pretty comfortable sitting on your neck and shoulders. Now, Bose and Sony, they have options that sound about as good. So I don't think there's a huge sound advantage to those other options. But they require like kind of plastic pieces that honestly feel like a little horse collar sitting on your neck.
Oh, God.
And it's kind of annoying. So
yeah. Comfort
but,
is
you know,
everything here.
Comfort is everything, and comfort is also very personal. So,
right.
You know, if you're worried, go out to a Best Buy, try them out, or you know, an Apple Store, or whatever you want to do. And if you're unhappy with them, take them back. You know, all of these stores will take products back. So you have options there. But for me, the Beats X really was one of the few sets of headphones that the styling was understated. It wasn't as ostentatious as like a workout headphone like mm-hmm. like the Power Beats, which Apple also sells. But it was, you know, very, very useful and versatile and comfortable. So it kind of hit all the sweet spots for me.
It's always good to have options. So thanks for breaking them all down for us, Nathan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Oyewade's Giles. You can check out his article and accompanying video at wsj.com/tech. That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.